Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
Let's shift gears. This story just coming out from Block Club Chicago a couple hours ago. I love Block Club Chicago. If you remember DNA Info, they tell the best neighborhood stories. These are the same people with Block Club Chicago, now a nonprofit news organization. Subscribe, do whatever you can. Go to BlockClubChicago.org. And one of my favorite people is reporter Mina Bloom. She covers the Logan Square neighborhood and some of the other communities right around there. Mina, thanks for joining us.
Thanks for having me, John.
Mina, you're a frequent guest of mine because you always have the quirkiest stories and the funniest stories. And while this isn't particularly funny, it is in a way because, look, we've got a leaking Blue Line station due to water. And look, we've had a lot of water in May, the rainiest month, rainiest May in history, I believe Steve was reporting on the Wintrust Business Lunch. So, leaking water is going to happen. But this brand new Belmont Blue Line station has a brand new canopy, I should say. What was it supposed to look like, Mina?
So the architect, it's Carol Ross Barney. She's known for designing the Chicago Riverwalk. She actually designed it to look like a big blue waterfall. That was the way she wanted it to look. And so, as I pointed out in my story, now we actually have a literal waterfall happening.
Yes. And how much water are we talking about? This isn't a trickle, but this is coming down pretty steady?
Well, you know, it's hard to say exactly how much water is coming down. But as you can see from the photos, I mean, the water is coming from a lot of different places throughout the canopy. It's not just in one place.
I mean, this thing cost $17 million. And I get it. Look, we've had a real rainy May. But, I mean, it wasn't designed to do this.
Yeah, you know, the CCA, they said that, you know, that this is not uncommon for recently constructed structures such as this. They of course apologize for the inconvenience, but they know that the work is covered by warranty and it'll be fixed as quickly as possible, but, you know, at no cost to the CTA, no cost to the city. So they did say all of that. But of course, you know, to have a canopy installed just a few months ago and to have it to have it leak, it is a problem. The canopy's literal one job is to shield people from the elements, and it's not doing that.
I think you're tempting fate by trying to make it look like a waterfall.
You could say that, yeah.
So has this just been kind of posted all throughout the neighborhood, the photos and the irony, the ironic tweets? I imagine they're running up a storm, especially in a neighborhood like Logan Square, which might have the most ironic people in the neighborhood.
Yeah, you know, people are definitely posting the story a lot. I think the fact that it was made to look like a waterfall and now there's literal water coming, falling down is kind of, like you said, sort of a funny thing. So people are talking about it,
yes,
a lot on social media. But really, you know, it is a problem because, you know, we want our city infrastructure to work. And we, you know, as a city, we did spend a lot of money on this renovation project.
Mina, I didn't tell you we were going to do this, but I'd love for you to plug for why people should donate, subscribe, or whatever they can do to the Block Club Chicago family.
Oh, my gosh. Well, John, thank you so much for giving me the opportunity to do that. I think that Block Club Chicago is putting out the best neighborhood news stories in the city. I thought that DNA Info was doing that as well. We're a lot of the same people from DNA Info. We find the stories that no one else is covering, such as this leaking canopy in Avondale. So if you care about your neighborhood, if you care about the things happening down your block, you really want to subscribe to Block Club because we are embedded in the neighborhoods. We know the neighborhoods really well. I've lived in the neighborhood for a really long time. I think that we're putting out really important work that no one else is putting out.
Yeah, you know, and you hit it right on the head. I mean, neighborhood reporters that are able to go to local school council meetings, neighborhood reporters that are able to actually walk the streets sometimes to find their stories, it's kind of like the old model that used to have, you know, the small town newspaper, but you got a bunch of them and you got them all over the city.
Exactly. That's exactly right. I mean, we always say Chicago is a city of neighborhoods, and each neighborhood kind of feels like its own small town. And, you know, that was sort of the premise that we built DNA Info on, and it really worked. It really worked well there. And And it's working here at Block Club. We're finding those stories because we're showing up to those local school council meetings, those local policing meetings. We're finding those stories that actually matter to you, the person that lives, you know, in your neighborhood and cares about your neighborhood.
And I got to say, you know, sometimes these small neighborhood stories might seem to only impact those in the neighborhood. But, man, like you said, yes, this is about one Blue Line stop. But this is really a story about infrastructure and how we spend money. There's stories
exactly.
that are quirky about a little neighborhood, but we all can relate because we're all still Chicagoans. You guys do a wonderful job. Mina, keep it up, okay?
Thank you so much, John.